Welcome to Dear Legal Ops, the podcast tackling tough topics impacting today's evolving legal operations profession anonymously.
This podcast is made for and by the Legal Ops community.
We will hear trailblazing tales and lessons learned from seasoned professionals, change makers, and community champions.
Join us as we go on a journey of delightful insights and enthusiastic ideas that will inspire you to find your inner brilliance, personally and professionally. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Dear Legal Ops. I'm your co-host, Tommy Tavares Ferreira. We're cozying up by the fireplace, sipping our warm beverages and donned in our festive holiday attire with a letter from the DLO mailbox. And this one has traveled the distance. Today, Tom and I are reflecting on the whirlwind that was 2023, peering through our telescope at the stars of opportunity twinkling in 24. But hold your starships. On this final episode of 2023, we're embarking on an interstellar journey through time and space, courtesy of our starry-eyed strategist, Captain Kirk from the f***ing Federation. And he's challenging us to boldly go where no legal ops team has gone before. We're going to help the captain steer a legal ops crew towards the unknown, bringing in leadership tactics that would make Captain Kirk tip his hat. Expect a constellation of ideas from innovative legal tech to creativity. As we sit here reminiscing about the best of 2023 and getting starry-eyed about what's on the horizon for 24, we're diving deep into the universe of legal ops, from the role evolution of legal ops professional to the AI advancements that have been reshaping our industry. We're covering it all. We'll also navigate through the asteroids of corporate crisis management, explore the nebula of budgeting strategies, and share our personal tales of growth and discovery. So whether you're a longtime listener or just joining us on this cosmic voyage, welcome. We invite you to pull up a chair, get comfy by our fireside, and join our year-end celebration and forward-looking discussion. But first, grab that glass and get comfy as we dig deeper into our final episode of 2023 with Dear Legal Ops. Our letter today comes from Captain Kirk, all the way from the f***ing frontier. Our starry-eyed strategist writes, "Dear Legal Ops, I've listened to all of your episodes in 2023, and I've learned so many amazing insights. I'm channeling my inner Captain Kirk, ready to boldly go where no legal ops team has gone before. As we set our sights on the odyssey that 2024 promises, our mission parameters include mastering AI anomalies, charting through the nebula of budgeting strategies, and propelling our team through the wormholes of career advancement. In the spirit of Starfleet's finest, how do we steer our crew through the vast and vibrant galaxy of legal ops with finesse and foresight? I look to you, DLO Command, as my celestial guides. Share with us the secrets to kindling a spirit of adventure and innovation in our ranks, crafting a journey through 2024 that would make even the legendary Captain Kirk beam with pride. How do we set our course for a year that's not just a voyage, but an epic saga of success and growth?"
Oh, so you picked a Star Trek themed episode. I like this little letter from the DLO mailbox. How you doing, Tommy?
How are you, Tom? Welcome. We are almost at the end of 2023. How did we get here? How did we do it?
I have no idea. I mean, we have a TNT episode here today. We told our listeners that we would give them the rundown of our little New York trip with Jackie Beat. That was a fun time in New York, wasn't it?
If anybody needs some inspiration and laughs in their life, check out the drag queen Jackie Beat. You will be sure to laugh.
Jackie, yes. We were in the front row, so that's us if you do happen to listen to this episode. But yeah, great weekend in New York. for my birthday, spending it with you, enjoying the hustle and bustle of Times Square. And now that we're in our ho-ho-ho season with holiday pajamas.
Slay all day.
Slaying all day with our little holiday episode. And Captain Kirk, yeah, I want to hear about the one thing in 2023 you learned the most from an episode or a topic that we talked about on the show.
Ooh, I can only pick one?
Well, we'll start with one.
Oh, okay. Well, one that comes to mind immediately, which is not fair because I think they're all really good. But one that comes to mind immediately is actually Tyler's episode that we just recorded a few days ago, I think. Here's why. Because I keep thinking about creativity. And even though we recorded so many wonderful ones like Roma's and Jessica's and thinking about CLOs and legal ops and contract management and how do you get prepared and even budgeting or how to repurpose your money for ALSPs, all of it, the one theme that runs through all the episodes that I had the pleasure of doing with you this year can be creativity, like creative thinking, ways that you pull it all together creatively. How do you tell that story visually in ways that people maybe aren't prepared for or used to? And that's why I like Tyler's episode because it really made me think, dare I say, outside the box.
Yes. And for the DLO doers and divas out there, Tommy's referencing episode 32, The Palette of Purpose, Brushstrokes of Creativity with Tyler Finn. And so shout out to Tyler, the Spot Draft team as well. Yeah, I loved that episode too because it is the intersection of my favorite things, right? Content, community, and credibility. You know, it's being able to, figure out what's the blend, what's the right mix. Because we went on that cooking journey with the CLM. So I'm still in the kitchen these days. But yeah, how do you blend that personal passion with professional pursuits? And I think that is a fun little topic to talk about because it is. It's not just transcending your personal life, but it's also the professional life, right? How are you selling strategies? How are you being able to tell the story to craft a budget to, X, Y, and Z? So, good.
I'm going to give you another one though. Before I ask you, I'm going to give you one more.
All right, one more.
Because you know that I love the, what we call the softer subjects. They're not always the sort of the hard defining practical management areas. I often like leadership topics, but also I like career development growth. And so episode 8, the legal ops role evolution, that's also one of my favorites because I think that we're seeing a lot of this role evolving, especially in 2023. We are seeing people go into different places. I think technology is going to change that a bunch in 2024, particularly generative AI, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But seeing the way that the role really is evolving, we're seeing so many more people come into it that ever have before. And there's a quote from that episode: innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower. Mm-hmm. And leadership being one of my favorite topics. I listened to it recently. I love that quote. That's a really good episode. So if anyone hasn't listened yet, go back to episode 8. That's a great one.
Yes.
Tom, tell me, what are some of your favorite episodes?
Okay, so much of this is the look back on 2023, look forward in 2024, because I know we're still going to talk about this. We'll just get this out of the way, right? We'll talk about AI, the only thing that we only want to talk about, right? I proudly stand in this stance, which is I think it's really going to change a lot of things from not only what you can do with technology, not replacing humans, right? But how you can level up things for the business that'll impact and drive revenue forward quicker and faster, right? That really will be, I think, an important part of AI. But just the personal stuff or the things that you think outside of the box. And for me, that's, in my role at Legal.io, right? The community side of that, being able to find events, right? Or put marketing collateral together, or help with, drafts of email follow-ups and things like that, or teasers. We just had our holiday party this last week. All those things I think are outside of the traditional, are we using it for billing? Are we using it for CLM? So the long-winded version in response to what my favorite episode is episode 15, Catfished Chatbots and the Art of Negotiation. Ooh. My favorite episode of the entire year for two reasons. One is it includes my love and affinity for college sports, specifically with Manti Te'o's girlfriend. So I don't know if you know, but Manti Te'o was a football player who got catfished back in the day on a dating profile. And he ordered a generative AI gimlet and gabbed about the art of negotiation, which, so while I'm obsessed with learning more about GPT myself and generative AI and machine learning and things that I can do, I really just love any time that I get a nod to my Southwest Ohio roots. So that's why sports. It was one of my favorite episodes. Sports. Go sports.
Go sports. So I agree with you that I think we're going to find all of the ways that we're going to use Gen AI that are not, they're not the sort of billboard ways that we think that you use them. Like, oh, come buy our billing platform because it has this Gen AI in it, and therefore it's going to save you trillions of dollars. It's going to be the, oh, I didn't spend 10 hours this week writing up certain collateral, writing up certain emails, writing up certain marketing collateral. All of those little ways in which you save that incremental time, that's going to start to really add up. So I'm with you on that. And I think that your chatbot, your favorite chatbot episode, of course it includes catfishing. Like, of course it does.
Of course, because I think that's what's... I was writing the episode after reading the letter and kind of like figuring out what I was going to do to add my little... You know, this was pre-Tommy joining the DLO studio. Yeah. So I generally have written episodes before while I'm watching TV or just in more creative mode. I'm pretty sure I saw something like stealing people's images, right? And it started when we talked about that months ago, and that really was the chatbot catfished. I will say second as well on the top podium tier of episodes for 2023 is .. There are two episodes in the DLO series that have the title Art Of. And so one of them is what I just referenced, which is the episode 15, Catfish Chatbots and Art of Negotiation. And the second one is episode 22, which is ALSP Acrobatics and the Art of Influence. So we have the Art of Influence and the Art of Negotiation. But what I really love, it was when I had you on for the first time.
Right.
By yourself. And there was a hidden agenda there of please join the DLO hosting studios full time. And so while I love talking about my new role at Legal.io, really about alternative legal service providers, the value for a buck, right? Being able to get more with less. All of the things that help really drive better business outcomes in my role and helping educate the ALSP landscape when it comes to resourcing. Oh, yes, the cowardly outsource, oh my lion. That was really come on this yellow brick road with me here at DLO.
That's right. That is where it all happened. And I have to say, as much as I was such a fan of the House of DLO and I would listen to every episode several times, and I really got a lot out of it as someone who was digesting all the content, I as we had discussed when I came on, took me a minute to commit, but boy, am I glad that I finally did, because I feel I learned so much. I'm so proud of the community that we're building. I think that we have a lot in store as far as our own OKR planning for 2024, for what we're hoping to do with the podcast, with the community, and what we hope to deliver. And so with that, we should probably tell Captain Kirk and the rest of the listeners, what can you do to start to get ready for 2024?
Actually, my glass is a little bit low, so let me go refill this with our favorite adult beverage curled up by the fireplace. And let's talk about things that we're looking forward to 2024 to help have this Mr. Kirk beam him up. Sound good?
Sounds good.
This episode is made possible by our sponsor, Legal.io. Legal.io is the fastest growing community and marketplace for legal talent. Legal.io connects legal professionals to resources and opportunities at the world's leading in-house departments and firms. Legal.io is the launchpad for legal careers, matching legal ops professionals, attorneys, paralegals, and so many other legal professionals at some of the world's most exciting companies with a level of precision that only a data-driven, vertical-specific marketplace can provide. Supported by significant investors like Tiger Global, Legal.io is redefining the legal workspace. If you want to learn about the enterprise marketplace solution for legal talent, access salary surveys with compensation data as unique as you, and join their vibrant in-house legal community, visit www.legal.io. That's LEGAL.io. Legal.io, your gateway to a global legal talent marketplace designed with the legal operations community in mind.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Tommy, welcome back. So now that we've recapped some of our favorite episodes, lessons learned, things that we reflected on in 2023 to be able to help Captain Kirk all the way from the Federation. I mean, when you come that long in life and you're looking to share secrets, let's help him out. What are you crafting? What journey are you going through in 2024 that's going to make you beam with pride?
Well, I want to tell Kirk and all of our listeners that we're at the end of the year. And in addition to doing some reflecting back, we should be looking as legal ops professionals. We should be looking back. We should be seeing what we achieved. These are probably things that people are doing in their departments. Anyway, they should have been holding, you know, offsites throughout the year and putting together all of the preparedness that helps them to go, what did I set out to achieve this year? What did I achieve? Where are the gaps, right? Now that we're at year end, we're taking some of whatever's left on the table and we're going to bring it forward into 2024 if it's right to bring forward. So some of what I would be hoping to see from a legal ops leader is their knowledge of knowing what their company's objectives are in 2024. And if they don't have that yet, they could probably put some things together. But first, they want to start with the super, super, super high level of what is the company hoping to achieve this year? And once you know what your organization is hoping to achieve, you're going to want to start to develop out some objectives that are mapping up to those. And so really, I think now is just strat planning extraordinaire time. Like you're putting together, if you don't have the details, you're putting together what you think are the objectives. If you're in a very, very big team, you're collating information from all the other leaders, all of the other legal and compliance leaders of what it is that they are hoping to achieve. You can put that all together and you can start to put together a priority matrix, right? Like of what we think should be the priorities. Probably there's some form of save money. We all have the tight purse strings right now, but what does that really look like? And how do you do that strategically? There's probably many different options of saving money, but everybody might want to come together and get aligned on it. So I think it's a lot of throwing, you know, a bunch of information up on the whiteboard. What I think you want to do is you want to start throwing everything up at the wall, coming together, building consensus on what those priorities are. And at least you have a starting point. So whether you have your organization's objectives or you don't, you have what the team is beginning to think about. It's what they think the North Star is. And you can start to build from there. But I would say at least compiling some insights, some what worked in 2023, what didn't work, and what do we hope to get out of 2024? Start putting all that together and collating the information. And that can be a wonderful starting point.
Same. I am also in 2024 planning too, and in my role at Legaleo. And whether you are in corporate legal ops, whether you are in a chief of staff role, right? Whether you are leading a legal technology team within an in-house, you know, whether you're in these community roles that are somewhat in between legal ops and community, all of these roles are doing, hopefully, right? If you're on a fiscal year of January to December, you are doing that annual planning, that AOP and strategic planning right now. And for us, I'm in the same boat. I'm trying to identify what are my goals, what are my metrics? And a lot of that is looking back on the past data, the past trends, having those strategic conversations to be able to say, how can I make sure that we are looking at ways to shift towards a more transformative marketplace where we allow for the value of legal and compliance functions across different business domains to be front and center and have an opportunity to really make sure that legal is running like a business. And I know that one thing I'm looking forward to in 2024 is this continuing diversification of utilizing technology and, what did you say back in The Art of Negotiation? It's not alternative legal service providers, but another legal service provider, right?
That's right.
Being able to think of it as another is an interesting trend that I can really see taking off in 2024 as budgets continue to be constrained, because it doesn't look as though this recession is going to end tomorrow, right?
That's right. And so I bet money is always a through line. Year over year, the best of times, the worst of times. I bet people always have some sort of objectives that have to do with trimming the fat a little. But we're legal ops leaders. Can we be a little more creative? And this is why creativity was one of my favorite topics. Let's go bigger. Let's go broader. Let's bring some big ideas into the room. It's not just, I'm going to reduce time spent on blah, blah, blah. But what about something really big? What about, I don't think this team is diverse enough. How do we get diversity of people, thoughts? How do I partner with the people team? Talk about the ways that we can strategize. What can we do in that realm of not only the people that we bring in, but also the people that the company brings in? What about the people that we hire at law firms? How do we look at diversity? How do we look at the way that we're approaching strategic operations? Like, what does that look like? Are we partnering with the business as much as we think that we can be? Is there any part of the business that avoids us or doesn't want us in the room? And how do we get a seat at the table? I think even bigger, and then even more narrow, but bigger, is how am I leveling up my team? Am I giving them the right opportunities? Am I giving them enough stretch goals? Am I putting people in front of opportunities? Am I figuring out where their gaps are? Is there education that we could learn from? Do I make a pitch for getting some money for certifications, right? So I think really just thinking even broadly about what it is that you want to achieve. Me as a leader, what do I want to do in 2024 to level up? I have a lot of the foundational legal ops principles down. I've built legal ops from the ground up several times at several different organizations. What does my level up look like? So when I think about, right?
That's a good question, because you are saying, hey, legal ops is driving this, we're going to use the Beyonce, we're driving a renaissance,
yes,
here, right?
Baby.
Like, it is operating as a force multiplier for its existing bandwidth to get more out of resourcing with less budget. But let's say we're all dealing with that. Let's say all we've dealt with is 2023 and it's going to be in 2024. What's this unique driver for you personally that you are looking forward to in 2024?
And I will tell you in just a moment, dun, 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 I will tell you, but I will say, look at the people in our space, like you and Mary, Akshay, who just went to a COO of SpotDraft, Mary, Chief Community Officer at Ironclad, you as well, Tom Stevenson, VP of Community and Legal Operations at Legal.io. There are so many other people that I could mention here, but I probably just spend the entire episode, just naming people's names, right? But my point is that their roles were, if you look at them, they had legal operations in their title at some point, and then their entire careers transformed. And really, I think there is a point where not only should you be thinking about what your strategy is for your organization for the next year, but also what's your personal strategy. Now, I know I left you on red for a minute there because you asked me and I didn't answer. But the reality is that I'm thinking about it. I am thinking about like what operationally do I do next in my role within my organization, within my professional life? It's TBD at the moment, if I'm being really transparent. It's TBD because I am sort of heads down strap planning for the role in front of me, but I'm always thinking about what's beyond. What is beyond the role in front of me? So in thinking about it, I have to back into what do I do to get there? So as I start to identify what the beyond is, I'll have to be taking steps to plan towards it. And so if it's a certification, if it's I'm going to get my master's, if it's a, you know, whatever it is that I'm doing next, we're going to back into it and do the put the supporting pieces in place. And so whatever that looks like for our listeners, they should be thinking about it. And Kirk, if you are also just strap planning for your organization, strap plan for you too. What does your next level look like? What are you doing next?
Yeah, strap plan for you. I like that.
That's a good quote. Put that on a t-shirt.
Oh, man, to come up with these early and often, I think you do. So
no, you're lucky I don't prepare for anything ever. This is how it rolls.
So when strat planning for myself is commencing, a lot of it already is in progress today. So I'm already a little bit into 2024. And when I think about leveling up my own career, where I am going in my role, a lot of it is leadership and development, really looking to be able to find a career coach or something a little bit more business related so I can understand and take my own development to the next level. A lot of that is communication and thinking and being able to use my words better. And this is a prime example of that. That's some things I'm really trying to level up and look forward to in 2024. But personally, I will say, I think I'm going to be really selfish and fill my cup in ways that allow me to do me and do that voodoo that I do so well and be able to craft what that looks like, right? I've been on the West Coast for a while. I have friends all over. I'm trying to figure out where do I put down roots? What does that look like? And I think continuing to focus a little bit more on Tom when Tom was kind of not focusing on himself for a couple of years has started to pay dividends last couple months, especially with you being here. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to in 2024.
I love that a podcast host is lost for words a little. One would never ever describe you right as that. But I think no matter what we do in our day-to-day professional life, I do think a part of our strat planning should be what we are planning for ourselves, because we as professionals shouldn't stay stagnant. And now you had just asked me before, what is it that you're going to do next year? And I didn't immediately have an answer. And in the time that it took for you to answer, I actually thought of something that I would hope to achieve. And so you all can hold me to this by the end of 2024. I too want my stories to be able to punctuate a point a little bit better. And so, you know, I'm always talking about like, oh, I love storytelling. Really what I love, it's what rappers do. Like, and I'm talking like hip hop stars, like rappers, like being able to utilize comparisons so that you're using these shortcuts to make your point rather than like when you think about like a PowerPoint with like a bunch of bullets, it's like, no, I actually want to use like metaphors and similes and ways that I can tell the story without like actually driving it home. And I think a lot of really good leaders, we quoted Steve Jobs before, like there's so many good leaders that actually do that. And of course, like, let's not forget about like Beyonce and T-Swift, right? They're telling their songs with these examples. So let's see if by the end of 24, I'm telling these really great stories in a way that propel us all forward with these fun, engaging anecdotes.
Developing a more balanced and fulfilling life that aligns with all of the good juju. I am here for this in 2024 and
yes.
for the DLO audience. And to kind of take us home, take us out of this church that's preaching this, looking back on 2023 and looking forward to 2024. It's essential to embrace our journeys, right? Whether it's that strategic mindset or self-compassion, being able to have these goals and balance them with these actionable steps. And remembering that each small progress, it's really a step towards a more fulfilling life. And Tommy, this year has been incredible with you joining the DLO studio, with both of us going on this journey together and getting closer in so many more aspects. I'm looking forward to more episodes in 2024 together and what that will look like.
You and I both, my friend.
And there you have it, y'all. Another end to a cosmic journey through the LegalOps galaxy. I mean, actually, Tommy, that's as much as I can go with this Star Trek reference here. But as we reflect back on our Captain Kirk-themed episode, it's hard not to feel a mix of nostalgia and excitement. Reflecting on 2023, it's been a year of navigating through the nebula of challenges and discovering new stars of opportunities, from jobs to podcast co-hosts to personal experiments and figuring out what's next. We've explored everything from the evolving role of legal ops to the groundbreaking advancements in AI and legal tech. But remember, every end is just the new beginning, or so says that Bed Bath and Beyonce poster, right? As we set our course towards 2024, we're not just charting a path through unexplored territories. We're trying to go where no ships have steered before. And Tommy, it's been quite the voyage, hasn't it? From the asteroid fields of corporate crisis management to the warmth of personal growth stories, we've shared it all. Don't you think?
I think so. This year went fast, huh? This was fast. There's a lot of change. A lot of change to the podcast, a lot of change to people's careers, yours included. But boy, the days are long, but the years are short. It hit you fast.
It did. And I think one of the things that's going on right now we're excited about is the 12 days of DLO, right? We've been posting for a little bit about our favorite episodes. And when I think about looking into that starlit sky of 2024, I want to say a special thank you from both Tommy and I to our DLO doers and divas, whether you've been with us from the start or just joined us on this interstellar journey. Thank you for being part of our dear Legal Ops universe. Your engagement, your stories, and your passion fuel our mission to explore the ever-expanding world of legal operations. So on behalf of Tommy and I, we want to thank you for all the incredible conversations and journeys that we took in 2023. And as we turn the calendar to 2024, we look forward to more of these unyielding pursuits of excellence together. Until next year, you stay classy, DLO doers and divas.
For more Dear Legal Ops content, make sure to follow us on all social media using the handle @DearLegalOps.
Have a tough Legal Ops topic you want us to tackle? Submit a letter and share your stories with us at DearLegalOps.com/submit for a chance to be featured on the show.
Like what you hear? Go ahead and leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening.
As always, I'm your host, Tom Stevenson, adding a splash of color to the lively landscape that is legal operations.
And I'm Tommy Tavares Pereira, your voice of reason amidst the whirlwind of change, keeping it real and relatable.
Dear Legal Ops is produced by Red Rock Music.
Until next time.